104.3 FM University Radio Network presents The Good Morning Wake-Up Show, a radio show for the English-speaking community in Puerto Vallarta and Banderas Bay, with your host, Michael Nolan. Welcome.
Hello, everybody. I hope you're doing really, really well. Today is Saturday, November 23rd, 2019, about 31 days from Christmas. So if you haven't got your Christmas shopping started, you need to. My name's Michael Nolan. This is the Good Morning Wake-Up Show here on University of Guadalajara Radio, 104.3 FM. Many of y'all know it because I've been on the show every Saturday for the last 4.5 years. But this is the time of year where all the snowbirds are coming down. And it's unbelievable how busy this place gets. Puerto Vallarta over the last 4.5 years has grown and grown. Well, over the last 20 years has grown and grown and grown. I've been down here about 5 years now. I moved here from the University of Houston. Lived up in the great state of Texas for a couple of years. And prior to that, I was from Oklahoma. Lived there most of my life, retired, but moved here to Puerto Vallarta and just love it. Every year that I've been here, it's gotten busier and busier, and I was out running around yesterday and went to Costco and downtown, and I just couldn't believe the traffic. It's gotten worse and worse. But anyway, we have a lot of snowbirds come here from Canada and the United States. Welcome to all of them. Plus, we have all the tourists that are here all the time, so it's just getting busier and busier. As you can tell, the streets are more crowded, and hopefully they're going to get some of them fixed here pretty soon. I saw where our mayor was awarded some kind of deal for doing such a great job on the environment. I wish he'd fix the streets. That'd be a pretty nice thing to do. But anyway, as I mentioned, today's November 23rd, Saturday. The university here at Cucosta has been pretty quiet. We had our big 25th anniversary celebration a couple of weeks ago. And if you don't know much about the University of Guadalajara and you're listening to the radio program for the first time, as I mentioned, I've been doing this show every Saturday for the last 4.5 years. It's probably the only radio in English, I think, here in the Bay of Banderas area. And my main goal and the goal of the rector, the president of the university, Marco Antonio Cortez, 5 years ago when we started this show, was to try and get the English-speaking community more involved in the University of Guadalajara. As I mentioned, we just celebrated our 25th anniversary. Way back in 1994, we had 137 students. Today we have here at this campus over 5,000 and about 600 faculty and staff. If you don't know where the university is, it is basically almost to the little town of Estapa. And for all of us expats, you may not know where a stop is, so you do know where Home Depot is. Home Depot is about 2 miles north of the airport on the main highway. You kind of turn right behind Home Depot, come down about 2 miles, and that's the university. And why am I telling you that? Well, there's lots that goes on here at this university. Matter of fact, today at 10 o'clock, we're having a Science Saturday. It's a very, very exciting event for young kids from about 3 years old till about 14 or 15. And today's going to be a little bit different. Instead of having it here at the main campus, it's going to be at the Bibliotheque Las Mangos, which is just about 3 blocks from Costco. And, of course, everybody knows where Costco is. But it's about 3 blocks from there. If you get on the main road that runs in front of Costco, you turn right and go towards the ocean about 3 blocks, and the Bibliotheque is right there on the right-hand side. And it's going to be beginning at 10 o'clock. And the topic this day is the history of the ocean. We're going to be talking all about the history of the oceans and all the creatures that live here in the Bay of Banderas. And speaking of creatures that live in the Bay of Banderas, the whales are back. We've had quite a few sightings. That is one thing that's really, really exciting about being here during the winter months. We have a lot of whales that come down from the northwestern part of the United States and southwestern part of Canada. The cold waters up there of the Atlantic, they come down here to calf their babies. And so we're really, really excited. It's always fun to be out in the bay and take a little tour, a little sightseeing thing to watch the whales out there. Or if you're fortunate enough to have a boat, you can go out on your own. And from what I understand, there's been quite a few sightings this year so far. So that's great. It just adds to the tourism. I know Viart Adventures and several other tour groups do have charter-type boats you can take out. It's usually $50, $60 for the 4 or 5 hour trip, so it's a lot of fun. But anyway, that's one thing's going on right now here in the Bay of Banderas. So if you want to go out and watch the whales, they're really spectacular and they're a lot of fun, and you can do so through different tour agencies. Also, sometimes if you're really fortunate and you have a good pair of binoculars, you can, if you're in a high rise, one of your condominiums, one of the hotels, you can see them through binoculars. Anyway, today at 10 o'clock here in 1 hour at the Bibliotheque Las Mangos, we're going to have the Science Saturday all about life in the oceans. There's also a very, very special event coming up this week on the 28th here at the main campus. We're going to be having another venue, the Cinema Cook, which every week or two we show a film here on campus. And this week we're going to be showing Philadelphia that stars Tom Hanks. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it was the first movie that he won his Academy Award for Best Actor in quite a few years ago. But it's going to be the 28th at 11 o'clock here on campus. So I hope anybody that wants to come see a really, really good movie, you'll take time to come here to the campus and see Tom Hanks in Philadelphia. Speaking of Tom Hanks, I saw last night a little trailer. He has made a new movie. It's going to be coming out very shortly. I think it's already out in the States, and I hope it comes here. But it's all about the life and history of Fred Rogers. If you don't know who Fred Rogers is, you didn't grow up in the 60s and 70s and 80s in the United States. Fred Rogers had a show called Mr. Rogers Neighborhood, and it was a very, very unique children's program. Matter of fact, I think he was the first adult to ever have a program basically for little kids. And Fred Rogers was a very, very interesting man. He was a United States Marine in his young career, then became an ordained minister, and then started this television show that ran for, I think, around 30 years. But Tom Hanks is starring as Mr. Rogers, and it's really, really an unbelievable story, very heartwarming, and I hope anybody, I hope it comes here so we can have a chance to see it. And I'm sure with all the different types of download things today, you can find it somewhere. I went this week to 3 different movies. I saw Midway, The Battle of Midway. Very interesting about the United States Navy's role in the World War II. It was a very, very definitive battle and very interesting. The cinematography was very, very good. And anyway, I know we have a lot of vets here in the Bay of Banderas. I was fortunate enough to go down on the 11th to the Veterans Day celebration that we had down at the plaza. It was a lot of fun. There was an awful lot of people there. So anyway, Midway is a very, very fun movie if you want to go see it. It's very historical. I also saw a movie called Ford versus Ferrari. It was about the 24-hour running of Le Mans, which is a race, car race that lasts 24 hours in one day. Starts at 4 p.m., ends at 4 p.m., and this movie was very, very interesting. It was very historical, and it was a lot of fun to watch. So if you want to go out and see a really good movie, I highly recommend you go see Ford versus Ferrari. Let's see what else is going on. The International Book Fair will be taking place this year for the 33rd year in Guadalajara from December 5th through December 8th. Actually, it starts a little bit earlier. I think it starts around the 3rd. There's some conferences. But if you don't know about this book fair, it is the largest information literature event of all Hispanic-type books. And it takes place at our main campus and at the Expo Guadalajara in the city of Guadalajara. It's not just a book fair. It is many, many other things. It's multimedia, it's music, it's dancing. It's just a huge event. And as I mentioned, it's the 33rd year. It was first started by the University of Guadalajara many, many years ago and has turned into a huge event. So if you want to take a day trip, if you're down here for several months and want to find something to do outside of the Bay of Banderas, Guadalajara is a very, very beautiful colonial city here in the state of Jalisco. It's the second largest city in all of Mexico. So be ready for the traffic. It's about 5 million people, so it's like going to L.A. or Houston. But anyway, if you're not doing much around the 3rd through the 8th and you want to go see a really, really interesting event, it is the 33rd International Book Fair at the University of Guadalajara, main campus, and also at the Expo, which is like the big convention center in Guadalajara. You can go to a website, fil.com.mx, and check out more information. Well, Jonathan's telling me we need to take a break. We're going to do so. I'm going to come back and talk about a little bit of other stuff going on here in the Bay of Banderas that might interest you, and we'll be right back.
The Good Morning Wake-Up Show will be back in a few minutes. Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake-Up Show.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Good Morning Wake Up Show with your host, Michael Nolan, here on the University of Guadalajara Radio, 104.3 FM. Well, if you're new to the Bay of Banderas, if you're one of the snowbirds that's come down, welcome. Hope you're having a great time down here. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. There's something to do almost every single day. And speaking of something to do, if you walk around any what part of this whole Bay of Banderas, if you go from San Pancho all the way down to Conchichina, you'll find some kind of market, place to buy fresh produce, fresh seafood, meats, things like that. It's just a very, very neat place compared to the United States. There's so many outdoor markets, and it just really, really makes life fun and enjoyable. It's very interesting to go to them. But there are local farmer markets, as they call them, that take place almost every single day somewhere in town. And you can always go to the Vallarta Tribune, which is a English-speaking or English-written newspaper that comes out every Thursday that has lots of great, great information and ideas about things that are going around here in the Bay of Banderas. There's about 20 different people that write different types of articles in it each week. I used to do it every week about what was going on here at the University of Guadalajara, but I've chose to back out of that for certain reasons. But anyway, the markets, like today, down at Plaza Lazario Cardenas, which is right in Old Town, right on the other side of the River Quali, is a big farmer's market that takes place from around 9:30 till 2 o'clock. Of course, every Saturday is the Three Hens and a Rooster Market. It's over at the Lions Club, and it is from 9 till 1. So there's several markets located on Saturday in the downtown area. Sundays, I think, is what we used to call the granddaddy of all of them, at La Cruz and Juana Coxley. If you're not familiar where that is, it's a small village that is on the northern side of the bay. You just take mainly Highway 200 north past the airport. Keep going. You'll cross the River Ameca, which is the dividing line between the state of Jalisco and Nayarit. You'll see the giant, huge construction project called Vendanta. It's a big, giant resort that they just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And anyway, you keep going about 15 miles. You go through the really cool little town of Bucerías, and you'll take a left towards Punta de Mita, and before you know it, you'll be at La Cruz. It's right on the bay at the marina there, and it's the Juana Coxley Farmers Market every Sunday from 9 a.m. till 3. It's always a lot of fun, so be sure to go there. There's a lot of vendors that go to that one that don't go to some of the others. I don't know where there's a market on Monday, but on Tuesday, right behind the Paradise Village Plaza up in Nuevo Vallarta, there's a big, big market that goes from 9 to 2 o'clock. Wednesdays is the Bucerías Forever Spring Market, and if you're not familiar, it's changed this year. Last year it was over at Chesuawi, which is a big shopping center right on the left-hand side, the ocean side. But this year it's down south a little bit closer. It's where the Mega and the La Comer big supermarkets are. So that's every Wednesday from 9 to 1. And then Thursday, which is always a fun one, it is at the main marina, the Puerto Vallarta Marina, which is just south of the airport, about a half a mile. Matter of fact, I was there Thursday night. It runs from 6 p.m. till 10, and I was very, very impressed. It has grown so much in the last 4.5 years, it's unbelievable. It used to just be about half of the marina area, and now it exists from one end all the way to the other end. And it takes about a good hour just to walk the whole market. And that is if you don't stop very long to look at a lot of stuff. But the food is incredible. They have so much food there. It's just, I mean, everything from Thai food, Indian food, of course, Mexican food, American food, all kinds of desserts, cakes, healthy stuff, real unique type of things like baklava and bagels. There's just anything you're looking for is there. All kinds of really, really cool merchandise. The vendors there have been pre-screened by the Neighborhood Association of the Marina that puts it on. So anyway, it's a really, really great market that is every Thursday night at the Marina Vallarta. So be sure to go there on Thursday night from 6 to 10, and you'll enjoy that. It's always a great time. This Thursday is Thanksgiving in the United States. It is a very major holiday, and it seems to have trickled down here with some of the 60,000 expats that live here in the Bay of Banderas, and you throw a bunch of snowbirds on top of that. So there's always a lot of big, big festivals around Thanksgiving Day in the United States, but here in Puerto Vallarta, it's grown quite a bit also. There's a lot of the major restaurants and hotels will have a very special dinner or lunch that day on Thursday. So just kind of search around. I've gone to the same place the last two Thanksgivings, and they have a full buffet, the turkeys, hams, the cranberries, all kinds of mashed potatoes and desserts, apple pie, cherry pie, pumpkin pie. So be sure to stop in at one of the local restaurants or hotels for this Thursday's Thanksgiving Day celebration. And then, of course, there's football on all day long, professional and college, so you'll enjoy that. I want to talk about an event that happens every November. It's called Movember. It's about health for men. And every year, there is a very special event that talks about men's health issues. There are cancer doctors, urologists, heart doctors, and this year it's going to take place on the 30th from 3 till 8 a.m., or I'm sorry, from 3 p.m. till 8 p.m. over in Fubiel. Excuse me, I had to sneeze. I apologize very much. It's very, very rarely that I have to do that. Anyway, it's Movember. You can go to the Vallarta Tribune and find Pam Thompson's article all about it. And there's an advertising there. So if you're not doing anything next Saturday from 3 to 8 p.m., it's a very worthwhile event to go to. And I highly urge, if you want to know anything about men's health, they'll have about 10 or 12 professional doctors there. So I highly urge you to go and enjoy that event and learn a lot. Hey, this afternoon, if you're not doing anything, you want to have a lot of fun, over at Encanto, which is kind of, I call it a speakeasy. But it's a entertainment facility. They have all types of live entertainment in two different venues inside the building. They have the upstairs bar, or speakeasy as I call it. And then downstairs they have the main auditorium. And they always have some really, really great headliners down there, usually one or two shows a night. But one of the best events that they have there, I think, the funnest for me, is bingo. They play bingo every Saturday at 4 o'clock, and Aunt Pearl comes down from Tuna, Texas. She takes the bus, and it takes her about 38 hours to get down here, but she travels every Thursday, gets down here Friday night, takes a bath there in the Qualley River, or a shower, if she can find some running water. And then she calls bingo at 4 o'clock, and it's not your normal bingo. It's a lot of fun. There's, of course, great, great food and appetizers. There's all types of liquor that's being served, really, really specialty drinks that they have, and it's one of the funnest events I've been to in the Bay of Banderas over the years. So if you're not doing anything this afternoon, want to have a lot of fun, I highly urge you go a little early, maybe about 3:45, get you a table and a chair, and play bingo. All the funds go to a very special group called Fiesta Dancing Mexicano. It is a group of dancers that do traditional Mexican dances, a lot from the state of Jalisco, from Chiapas, Oaxaca, Nayarit. But it's a young group of dancers ranging from the age of about 12 or 13. They actually started as young as 5 or 6, but the ones that perform at El Encanto every Saturday at the bingo intermission are all in their teens or young 20s. But it is really, really a great opportunity to learn about Mexican folklore dancing. And they do some really, really traditional dances. Not only are they doing neat dances that are traditional, but they're wearing the costumes of that area that goes with the dances. So that's worth going to itself. But they are a group that has traveled all over Mexico doing performances. They also have been to China once. The government of China sponsored them over there, and they're trying to raise funds to take another major trip like that. So please be sure to go to Encanto this afternoon at 4 o'clock and play bingo. And I think it's 150 pesos, which is about $8. All the money goes there. And you win some great, great prizes. They always have bottles of wine. They have free tickets to the shows, free things from restaurants. So be sure to go do that today at 4 o'clock at Encanto. We're going to take a break, play some more music. I'm going to come back later on, talk about some other things that are happening here at the University of Guadalajara and also on the Bay of Banderas. So sit back, go get your second cup of coffee or third cup, whatever you're on. Get you another breakfast burrito, and we'll be back with more of the Good Morning Wake Up Show here in just a couple minutes.
The Good Morning Wake Up Show will be back in a few minutes. You are listening to the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the chocolate room. Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin. Traveling in the world of my creation, what we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it.
Well, that was the movie Willy Wonka, starring Gene Wilder. I love that movie. It just takes you away from everything. Hey, there is a new sport invented about, I think, 20 years ago up around Seattle, Washington, maybe Vancouver area, called pickleball. And what it is kind of a miniature tennis, miniature racquetball. It's played with a wiffle ball and small rackets, kind of like racquetball rackets. Anyway, it's become very, very popular in parts of the United States, and especially down here in the Bay of Banderas. And I know I live out in Nuevo Vallarta, and the club that I play at has gone from one court to six. I know there's a bunch of courts up in La Cruz, Luana, Coxley, and in several other areas. And so anyway, I just want to talk about a very special event that I got an email about. It is a pickleball clinic that's going to be held on Friday, November 29th from 4:30 to 6:30. It's donation of 500 pesos. It's all going to go to maintenance of the different courts that they have up there. And there's going to be two of the very best pickleball players from the United States going to be here. They're both certified pros. And if you'd like to find out about more information, you can call 322-112-0996 and find out about that. But pickleball has become a very, very popular sport here in the Bay of Banderas, and I hope you enjoy playing. If you've never played before, it's very simple. The rules are very easy. It's not really physically demanding, but you do get a really good workout, and it's just a lot of fun. So anyway, hey, I want to make a special announcement. I mentioned earlier that I'd been on the radio here at the University of Guadalajara, thanks to the former president of the university, Dr. Marco Antonio Cortez Gradado. He and I sat down about almost 5 years ago, and I was asking him all kinds of questions about things that I needed to know when I first moved here in the Bay of Banderas, like how to get a driver's license, how to get a visa, how to get an IMPAS card, which is a card that if you don't have one and you're over 60 years of age, you're missing out on a lot of great savings. It's a card for senior citizens, 60 years and above, and it gives you a lot of great discounts. Say you want to take a bus to Guadalajara to go see the International Book Fair at the university here in a couple weeks. You can take most of the buses from here or anywhere else in Mexico for half price if you have this card. And you can go to the movies. I mentioned I go to a lot of movies over at the Galleria Mall, where Cinemex has about 10 theaters. You can go to the movies for half price. I was in Lake Tahoe, California / Nevada a couple weeks ago, and the movie there was $12.50 for a matinee and $14 to go see just a regular movie. Here, with my old person's card, as I call it, I can go for about $2 most any day of the week to see any first-run movies, $2. So you really, really need to get that card. So enough about that. Anyway, long story, getting back to what I was saying, we started this radio show to basically do a couple of things. Help get the English-speaking community involved in the University of Guadalajara, and also for me to have the opportunity to talk about charities, organizations like the Jay Sadler Project that does so many fabulous type of projects here in the Bay of Banderas for needy centers for youth, for children's, for orphanage, for old folks' homes, health care places, schools. They just did a lot of work at a couple of schools. And they rebuild playgrounds. They rebuild the infrastructure, roofs, plumbing, torn up concrete. They help build playgrounds, kitchens, things like that. So Jay Sadler is just one of the many, many charities and volunteer chances that you have here in the Bay of Banderas. Maybe when I talk about them, I talk about Corazón de las Niñas. Melissa and her group started about 8 years ago with taking over four little children, little girls, and started a orphanage for them. And now they're up to 70 or 80 kids. There's so many great organizations and charitable organizations down here that us as expats can take the time to get involved in. And I just love to talk about that. As you know, I love to talk about the different events, the fun things that are going on at all the different places like Encanto or Act Two Stages or the Palm Cabaret or all the different festivals. We have many, many, many festivals throughout the year down here. From mango festivals, we have taco festivals, you name it, we have a festival. I've always enjoyed talking about the Art of Pride Week that we have about the second or third week of May every year. But I've been very, very fortunate over the last 4.5 years to interview hundreds of people. The list just goes on and on. I've had lots and lots of charitable organizations here that I've had a lot of fun talking about. And really, really interesting people. I've had movie producers. I've had directors. I've had famous artists. I've had singers, a lot of really, really special VIPs that people have lived here in the Bay of Banderas for many, many years. But what I wanted to talk about is that I have been doing this show for 4.5 years, and I have decided for quite a few different reasons that next Saturday, the 30th, is going to be my last show on the Good Morning Wake Up show here in the University of Guadalajara. There's been certain things happening in my life that I need to make some changes, and I'm going to be doing so. So I'm going to be having more or less of a reunion next week of some of my favorite guests, people that have been here on the show over the last 4.5 years. And next Saturday at 9 o'clock from 9 to 10 will be my last Good Morning Wake Up show I'm not sure exactly what they're going to put in place of the show. But anyway, they'll find something. And they have a lot of great programs here on the University of Guadalajara Radio every day. They have a lot of feeds from the main campus. And they also have other people like myself that live here in the Bay of Banderas, like Rebecca Santiago has a show on Tuesday night. Nacho, the owner of La Leche, has a show here on, I think it's Thursdays, cultural-type show about different culinary-type things. But there's a lot of different shows, and I encourage you to continue listening to the University of Guadalajara Radio. Unfortunately, I don't think there are going to be any more shows in English. There may be. Who knows? Somebody may take my place. As far as I know, the show's just going to stop after next Saturday's performance. So I want to say thank you very much to everybody that's tuned in over the last 4.5 years and listened to this show. I want to say thank you very much to everybody that participated in the show. There's been hundreds and hundreds of people come here to the radio or have taken their time to interview with me, and I want to say thank you to them for that. But anyway, I just wanted to give you a heads up. Next Saturday is going to be the last Good Morning Wake Up show here on University of Guadalajara Radio 104.3. And we'll have a lot of fun next week. I've got a couple of cool interviews already lined up. As I mentioned, a couple of people are going to be giving some great information, and we'll play some stuff, some funny stuff that's happened over the last couple of years, and, of course, a lot of great music. And that's what we're going to do right now. Jonathan's got some rock and roll lined up I think we're going to play, and we're going to do that and be back with more of the Good Morning Wake Up show here in just a couple of minutes. We'll be right back.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, babe, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, now all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door.
Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake Up Show. You are listening to the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
Thank you.
Well, I want to say thank you very much for tuning in today. As I mentioned, today is the 23rd, only about 30 days till Christmas, so be sure to get out there and get shopping. Hey, I want to remind you once again that Science Saturday is starting here in about 10 minutes at the Bibliotec Los Mangos. It's a very, very educational, informative program for children. It lasts about an hour or so. So if you have young kids and want to get over to the area and see that, it'll be a lot of fun. Also, remind you that the International Book Fair will be held starting the 3rd through the 8th at the main campus and at the Expo Guadalajara in Guadalajara. So I want to be sure if you have an opportunity to take a day trip, go up to Guadalajara for 2 or 3 days, enjoy the book fair. It's really, really unbelievable. As I mentioned, it's 33rd year. And also, that next week will be the final Good Morning Wake Up Show. I've got a couple of interviews lined up, and we'll play some fun stuff that's happened over the last couple of years. And I'll, of course, say special thank yous to all the people involved for helping. Thank yous. I'm going to say thank you to Jonathan for getting up this morning and coming over here and engineering and producing the show for me. He does that every Saturday, and it is very appreciative because I have no idea how to turn the knobs and controls on, so he does it for me. So thank you, Jonathan. Well, we're going to take a break. No, we're not going to take a break. We're going to end the show. That's what we're going to do. The show's going to be over for now. Have a great Saturday. Be sure to go down to Encanto at 4 o'clock and play bingo and go out and enjoy the day. Have a great day. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
104.3 FM University Radio Network has brought you the Good Morning Wake Up Show. Be sure to tune in and listen next Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Hasta la vista.